For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. As COVID-19 cases have gone up in Missouri, we've seen more and more stay-at-home orders go into effect. These orders, which are an attempt to reduce transmission, could, in some cases, be increasing the risk of domestic and sexual violence. I spoke with Matthew Huffman from the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence last Friday. We spoke about how programs offering direct services to survivors, things like shelter, counseling, food, and more, are adapting, and where those experiencing violence can still get help. So, Matthew, what have you been hearing from your partner organizations throughout the state?
We spoke with more than 124 member programs, advocates from all over the state. And here's what I can say. Advocates are tired, and advocates are also some of the most creative and resilient people I've ever met. Domestic and sexual violence programs are adapting quickly because they know they provide life-saving and life-changing services to survivors and their families and their community.
Is the coalition worried about a rise in violence due to quarantine and stay-at-home orders, this isolation potentially with abusive partners?
We know that there's plenty of research to show a relationship between natural disasters and increased rates of interpersonal violence, so domestic and sexual violence. What I also think is really important for us to recognize inside of that is that domestic violence is rooted in power and control. And so when an abusive person loses that power and control, like job loss, like a feeling of helplessness whenever so much is out of our control right now, we know that these factors don't directly cause domestic or sexual violence, but we also know that these other underlying conditions increase the number and severity of incidents of domestic and sexual violence.
What can the community do to help?
The most important thing for listeners to think about how they can help survivors and domestic and sexual violence programs right now is to reach out to those local domestic and sexual violence programs and ask them what they need. And so on our website, we have a list of all of our member agencies on there under the Need Help tab.
And finally, Matthew, how about for individuals experiencing or worried about sexual and domestic violence? What do you want them to know?
The first and most important thing I want them to know is they are not alone right now. Law enforcement agencies are continuing to respond to calls. Domestic and sexual violence programs are still operating their hotlines. Both the National Domestic Violence Hotline and RAIN, as well as Deaf Lead that operates the Missouri Crisis Hotline, those three also offer text chat. And so for a lot of people, being able to actually call an advocate over the phone might be really difficult, especially if you're still in a living situation with your abusive partner. And so text might be easier and safer for you. And so, again, I just want to reiterate that those individuals who might be experiencing violence aren't alone and that there are services and advocates available for you.
That was Matthew Huffman with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, speaking with me about how domestic violence programs are adjusting to delivering care to survivors during the COVID-19 pandemic. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.